Hi, welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we are going through Dan's trip report.
Yeah. I should get my phone out to remember what I did. Oh, I only came back yesterday.
So we had a couple of weeks in between Dan telling you about what he was going to be doing on his trip, and he arrived back yesterday. There's a bit of a story to tell regarding that, which we will share in a second. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Right, so yesterday...
Yesterday, you
landed at...
Well...
11?
Yeah, it was... I can't remember what time... It was sometime around 11, after 11, something like that. I was meant to arrive just after 9.
Yeah.
But I was delayed by... I was delayed by an hour and a half, but then when I got on the plane, there was some problem with the plane, and so it didn't take off for like half an hour.
Right,
they're a bit touch and go as to whether they would actually go at all. They decided, we'll just go.
Screw
what's the worst that could happen?
Exactly.
Dickie's
on the phone, he's saying go.
Yeah. So I think that delayed us by about another roughly half hour.
Assuming you went Virgin, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we were seats that we were in
October. Yeah,
yeah. So we landed at 11. And then obviously by the time we got bags and everything like that and then drove home, I got home at 1.
Yeah.
Not much sleep. Not a huge amount of sleep. And then 2 hours later, is your stag do?
2 hours later, you're up at the pub. Yeah, I mean, the day yesterday was pretty intense for me, but I imagine it was for you as well. Because you didn't leave until...
I left at about midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't too bad, actually.
And you were forced to do 2 drinks.
I think. Well, I have 4 actually.
Did you have 4 in the end?
I had.
I saw 2, but then I'll be honest, my memory was quite hazy.
I don't think you saw much after that.
No.
Yeah, I had. What was it they bought me? What Matt got me a Skittles bomb.
A Skittle bomb. Which then, I mean, that was a mistake because you don't drink fizzy drinks.
No, that was rather unpleasant. And then Stu got me a vodka orange sort of thing, and then he bought me a vodka orange. Like just larger drink, and then I had a sours or something, whatever it was, whatever that shot was that we had at bar 10.
I don't remember doing that.
They got us free shots.
Yes, they got
your friend behind the bar.
Yeah,
got us free shots.
No, he wasn't my friend.
Yeah, I think he was after
I didn't know who he was. He just came over and was like, "He's like, how are you guys doing?"
I think it's the fact that you dressed as a woman.
It was a bit friendly,
kind of encouraged him.
Yeah. And then he came over with a tray full of shots. I do remember that, actually.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah, so I'm feeling a little bit delicate this morning. Today. What time is it now? It's 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, yeah.
I'm feeling delicate today. We decided to push back our recording of The Customer's Always Weird yesterday.
Yeah, it was going to be 9 a.m. this morning, which... You and Stu, by the sounds of it, would have been absolutely fine. You were messaging at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I was with it.
Yeah,
I think it would have made for a hilarious podcast because I would have just done things like I've just done then and gone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a bloody great afternoon, and it's like right, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. So,
but I was asleep until about just before 12.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Obviously, it was the jet lag.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah, and like you don't get a huge amount of sleep when you're in Florida.
No.
Like, nights, early mornings, so...
That is true. That is very true. Already it's looking like 3 weeks of quite intense. Like, you think, 3 weeks, that's loads of time. And then you look at the diary, and you're like, How does that work?
Am I going to have any free time?
But no, I mean, no. we may end up having more free time than we thought.
Right.
Because if we're hitting Hollywood Studios 6 a.m.
Of course.
We probably won't go back to Hollywood Studios at any other time other than to watch Fantasmic.
Yeah, I mean, on our trip, the anniversary, we got there at like 7:30, 7:15. And then we left at about midday because we had our fast passes for slightly later in the day. So we got our fast passes done by midday. And then we went away and we didn't come, and we came back at like 6.
Because
it's not a full day park. It's really not.
The thing that worries me is, because I think at the moment the early morning magic hours that they're introducing finishes on November the 2nd.
Okay.
But the thing that worries me is if I leave Hollywood Studios and want to come back for Fantasmic,
yeah,
is the park going to be at capacity? That's the thing. I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to have to just play it by ear. Because at the minute, we have restaurants because there's nowhere to eat Hollywood Studios.
No, not really.
Not for a sit-down meal, really. Yeah. Sci-fi dining's kind of all right. Mama Melrose is kind of all right. But there's nowhere really that standout.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go for our sit-down meal, we always have to leave the park and go to either the
Springs
the resorts around.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
The Boardwalk or Yacht Beach Club or Epcot.
Yes, yeah.
Usually is what we do, or Disney Springs. But yeah, I just don't know if we're going to be able to get back in the park. We'll have to see.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of... Obviously, it will have been open for a few months, but it's going to be rammed, isn't it?
What they're doing is really interesting. So they're opening Hollywood Studios at 6, and then Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom are getting early morning magic hours as well, 8.
Oh, okay.
Epcot's not. They're like, nah, they're at Epcot for some reason. So yeah, they're trying to spread the crowds.
Right, okay.
Crowds aren't going to be spread.
No, that's not going to spread them, is it?
No. Animal Kingdom and the Magic Kingdom are just be like, and welcome to...
Oh,
where is everyone?
That's weird.
And there'll be one family going, we're walking right down the middle of Main Street, USA. It's like, this way to Star Wars. That's it, Hollywood Studios.
Oh.
Damn. So yesterday I was dressed as Princess Leia.
Yes, very appropriate being May the 4th.
Which worked out really well.
You really got into it.
I did, yeah.
Weirdly. He was weirdly comfortable.
I also was told that I looked great several times.
He has some fine looking buns.
the weirdest thing was going to that makeup place.
Which we thought was a hairdresser's.
Yeah, but it wasn't, was it? It's just somewhere that you get your makeup done.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
No, I didn't know that was a thing. But they were more than happy to. She was right on it, wasn't she?
She was up for it, wasn't she?
Yeah.
In not that sort of way.
No.
She got the makeup out quite quickly, didn't she? By the looks.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, I'll do him a nice dark shade to bring out his cheeks. And I'm like, no, I don't want this.
She's getting serious. She's doing her job well.
But I arrived. I was fine, and then for some, you know, when you're drinking, you kind of walk outside and it hits you.
Right.
But when we went after, where did we go?
We were in Libertine.
Yeah, Libertine, then the Sea House.
Yeah, I was that what it was called, Sea House.
Then,
right.
Goose. Then the Goose. So it was after the Goose, where I only had, I think, one beer in there.
Okay.
I think.
Right.
Because it was like a little in between the meal.
Yeah.
So I think I had one beer. So I was fine-ish walking from Sea House to the Goose.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I walked out again,
yeah,
that was it. And I was done until the end of the meal. I don't even remember what I ate. I don't think I ate that great deal.
You didn't eat that much.
No.
You really didn't. You had like, at one point you had some rice and a pancake. And I said, do you want some beef with that? No, some duck with that. And he's like, no, I'm good.
I remember eating a few, because I was, in my head, I was like, I need to have some food because my buzz will go low. But I didn't really feel like eating food. So I was just like, every mouthful was like so painful to me. And I ended up just having a tactical chunder.
Or four.
Several tactical chunders. But after that, after we finished the meal, as soon as I walked outside again,
you were peachy.
Like, bang. Yeah. It's like literally reset. So it was a smart move on my part.
Yeah.
Well, despite feeling awful for about an hour.
The awful Chinese experience.
Yeah. But after that, I was fine until quarter to three.
Yeah.
I think is when I got in.
Good effort. Good effort.
I'm happy with that. I thought that I would have collapsed at some point. Because I drank a lot. And you had a few drinks as well.
I had a few. I was fine.
What did you think of the vodka orange?
Which one?
The big one.
Oh, the big one. It was okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't choose to...
It had a bit of a twang to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, that if you think that's not going to be happening again for Stag Tea Part 2, now that they know that you're drink,
yeah,
you've caved. That's your problem.
Although Matt won't be there.
That is true. So. He's scary, isn't he?
He did threaten to throw me off the balcony if I didn't drink something.
He would have done it as well. Yeah. Oh, dear. I don't think I coerced you, though, in any way.
No.
I don't think I...
No.
Despite being quite drunk, I don't think at any point I was like, you need to down it now.
No, no.
So, which is quite good of me, I think.
I think it was Matt and Stu, I think.
Yeah, Stu's always the troublesome one. If you've not heard of Stu, go and listen to The Customer's Always Weird, because he's our co-host there. And you can tell he's not quite right in the head. You can tell.
Some wires not loose. There's some wires loose there.
Yeah. But I was making some great friends dressed as Leia. I think I'm almost tempted to go dressed as Leia more often.
I think it seems quite powerful.
Mm.
Yeah.
Lots of people. I remember in the bar we were at towards the end, lots of people were coming up to me and asking for photos.
Yeah. Yeah, in bar 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You were getting a few photos and a fair amount of women were talking to you and things like that.
Well, what can I say? I look good as a woman. The thing is, though, as soon as... Because a lot of clubs and things, when a guy goes up to a girl, they're like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
But when they know it's your stag do, they're like, oh, I can talk to him.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Because it's safe.
And he's wearing... And he's dressed as a woman. So.
And dressed as a woman. So it's safe. Yeah. So it's actually quite nice just to being able to talk to people without like them thinking that you're going to grope them at any point. luckily I didn't get the big pink thing that I had in the bag out.
Yeah, which I had to carry into two clubs and show the bouncers.
What did they say?
The first one was a woman
okay.
who just kind of looked at me weirdly and kind of said, go on.
That's amazing.
And then the second one at bar 10 sort of showed it to the other bouncers. And then said something about you should give it to Carly or somebody inside.
Oh, wow.
like I'm assuming was one of the other bartenders or something like that. Yeah.
You should have just gone in and went, which one of you is Carly? I've got a present for you. I just thought we'd share a couple of those little stories, those little gems. And you can see the picture of me on my Twitter.
Oh, is it on Twitter? Is
I put it, I don't know why I tweeted it out.
Okay. You must have been a few drinks in.
No, this is a libertine. I was like, oh, screw it, whatever.
What's the worst that could happen?
Craig. Craig, yeah. Craig immediately drawing obscene things on my face.
Yeah.
And yours.
And mine. I was just like in the background and somehow I got done.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd just share that because I know some of you would have seen that tweet already and probably want to hear a bit more.
And it might explain... Ryan on this episode.
Yeah, well, this is why I had the genius idea this morning of letting you do most of the talking.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully, like, this is
that
it.
That kind of worked out quite nicely, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I was like, thank you. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Thank you for going to Florida.
Yeah, please. right, so yeah, talk about some of the highlights of your trip. I think in particular, obviously, May the 1st.
Yeah.
When you were over in Hollywood Studios. But anything else?
Do you want me to go day by day, or do you want me to...
I think just pick out some of your favourite moments.
My highlights. Well, certainly, I'll just say a highlight to begin with wasn't my four-hour delay.
No.
To get there. So, because originally, I think I said we were going to try and eat at the...
That's right, yeah.
Garden Grove?
At the Swan.
At the Swan. But that was already closed, because we didn't actually get to the Swan until midnight.
Yeah, so there was nowhere was open for food.
Yeah, no one was open... Did we actually eat anything that night? I can't remember. Nowhere was really open, so we couldn't get much. I'm trying to think. Well, I've got to go through my list now of like highlights. So,
did you manage to eat there in the end?
We had a breakfast there,
which was
nice. We didn't have dinner there.
Mm.
The breakfast was very nice. I can't remember. That was one of the first few days that we had.
Yeah.
The breakfast was very nice there.
How was the Swan?
The Swan was really nice. It was really nice. I get the tip with the parking is good. I don't know if I should say that on here.
What's that?
I did tell you last night, but you probably can't remember.
No, I don't remember.
Basically, because you're staying at the Swan, you're not on, like, it's not, it's kind of a Disney, it's a bit weird. It's a Disney hotel, but it's not a Disney hotel.
Yeah.
It's a Disney hotel when it suits them, and it's not when it doesn't.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
So we didn't get magic bands, because the rooms are operated by a door key.
Yeah.
But because you're staying on in kind of a Disney property, they give you free parking. And so what to get free parking at the resorts, you have to show your room key.
Yeah.
But there's no date on the room key.
Okay.
And they don't check the room key.
Right.
So we've got three of them. So we got parking for the whole 2 weeks, even though we were only staying there for like 5 days.
Yeah.
Because you just show them the room key and they're like, okay, you go through.
Amazing.
So that's $25 a day that we saved.
That's brilliant.
Like, using that room key.
You know what? It genuinely scares me that I don't remember like, this conversation at all.
To be fair, I told you in China Palace.
Oh, no, the only thing I remember from the meal is shuffling some rice around. I remember eating a chicken skewer, and that's it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so that's not surprising that you... Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so that was quite a good tip. So we've got like three of those now, so they're going to be coming with us every holiday, regardless of where we stay.
Yeah, nice.
So, what else? Oh, a few of the days were really busy because I think it was kind of spring break over there, but for some of the like schools and stuff.
Yeah.
So Universal, the first Universal day we had, was super busy.
Really?
It was like ridiculously busy. But we managed to get like... quite a bit done in the day. We just focused on Universal for that first day that we were there. I managed to get quite a bit done despite the queues. The second time we went back, we sort of did a bit of both. And we did end up going for like it was on like a last day. We went to Universal
and got a few
rides in there. So nice. did Gringotts again.
Nice.
Did Minions again. And did the Mummy again, because that day, that last day was like super quiet.
Really?
It was like, it was absolutely dead there. Like Mummy had 5 minutes, Gringotts was 20 minutes.
Kind of like when we were out there in October, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird how some, like, obviously, I guess, I suppose the first day, oh no, that was a Tuesday. So it wasn't even a weekend. And it was like, because it was spring break, it was just super busy. And then the last day, I suppose, was a Friday. So even then it was pretty dead. I'm trying to think of highlights.
So would you stay at the Swan again?
I think we would. I think we would stay at the Swan.
Has it got enough benefits that outweigh somewhere like Old Key West where we stayed last year?
No, I mean Old Key West was really nice. I'd say it's just as nice as Old Key West.
Yeah.
I think it would be nice to try another one of the Disney hotels, one of the actual Disney hotels.
The ones that give you all the benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, you still get early access to the parks, which I don't think we ever used because we weren't there for that many days when we were out there. And the ones that, like, we were planning on going to Animal when it had early access, but then I couldn't get a flight of passage, so then we changed that day.
Yeah.
So we never actually went to a Disney park on a day where they had early access.
Yeah.
But we still had that option if we had done that. And you know, you still get all the buses and things like that. So it's only really like the magic bands as such that you don't get access to. You still get the 60-day fast pass pre booking, that sort of thing.
I guess the only main thing you don't get is the option of a dining plan as well.
Probably. I assume I can't remember because when we were booking, we were looking at so many dates and so many hotels that it's a blur as to what options were available. Because on the dates we were looking at, the free dining plan wasn't available because it was whether it was spring break or whether it was Easter time, they basically closed it off. Because before that and after that, it was available.
Oh, interesting.
But at the time we were going, it wasn't.
The offer next year, and I said on last week's Diz After Dark, the offer this year is awful for next year.
Yeah?
It's like, it doesn't roll into October anymore.
Oh, okay.
I think it stops in September.
Right, so that's not because they've been snapped up, is it just because they've...
No, that's just the offer.
They haven't
and
been
the offer is awful as well. Like, the middle tier dining plan, which is the one that I would always go for, there's only like... two hotels that were showing up.
Really?
That had it.
Do you think that's Star Wars related?
Potentially. And those two hotels were the Grand Floridian and Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Oh, okay. So the expensive ones.
But most of the hotels weren't even on the website.
Right, okay.
So it was almost like they were trying to push people to go and stay at certain hotels before they'd even open up the inventory.
Right, okay. What, so there, do you think more will become available later in the year?
Possibly, yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, I have a feeling this is them phasing out free dining.
Right, okay.
Or certainly using it to control crowds a bit more.
Yeah, it kind of wouldn't surprise me. Like, the amount of cost-cutting that we've seen Disney doing in recent years.
Yeah.
Like, offering free dining. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if they...
I'd still buy the dining... I've bought the dining plan before.
Yeah.
And I would still buy the dining plan because it's easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
I like going in and knowing the dollars that I have with me.
Yeah.
For snacks, well, not even snacks, yeah. But like alcohol, yeah, yeah. Merchandise. I don't have to worry about food.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of know every year this is roughly what the amount of money that I'll take with me.
Yeah, so it's quite handy for budgeting, is that sort of thing.
Exactly, and you know that you've paid for all your main bits of food before you've even arrived.
Yeah, and I suppose you don't. When you go to a restaurant, you don't have to think, "Oh, that's a bit expensive. I won't go for that."
Right,
I'll go for something cheaper.
If it wasn't for the dining plan, I would have never gone to La Cellier.
Yeah, I mean, because that's like $60 a steak.
Yeah, so my bill is like $150. Like sometimes, it's insane.
Yeah,
what would be without dining plan, and you know, we probably would go there and pay for that, but we wouldn't be going 2 or 3 times.
No, exactly, because you can see it and that sort of thing. You can see the cost of it. I assume it works out slightly cheaper. If you go for more expensive things, it works out as you save money.
Yeah, 100%.
On the dining
100%. Plan. But I certainly wouldn't go to, say, La Cellier and the Boathouse 7 times.
Yeah.
So I've started making my reservations
for October.
October/November, and I can... Because you can only do 10 days at a time now.
Oh,
which
okay.
is really weird. So last year, when I booked for all of ours, I could do the whole... I mean, granted, it was only... 11 nights,
something like that. Yeah.
So maybe it came into play then. But before, I've been able to book like the full 2 weeks.
Okay.
But you can only do the first 10 days. And then
that's
it's
weird.
Day by day.
Day by day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is really annoying because I can do 10 days, but I still have another 11 to do.
I wonder why they've done that.
I don't know.
That's really weird because you think, well, if you can do the 10 days... You can still do it as a block, so why does it matter? Like,
I don't know. It's very weird. I mean, luckily, because nobody can book that day before me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't make too much of a difference. I just have to remember to log in at 11 and do it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That I got really annoyed earlier in the week because there were no La Cellier reservations showing up for dinner.
Right.
So okay. I just had to book lunch.
Oh, really?
Like, nothing was showing up. And then yesterday... I checked it just by chance, and they were like every time slot was available in the evening. So I think they just hadn't added the dinner inventory to it.
Right. Okay.
Because I was like, "There's no way 180 days in advance, the Cellier's not got a single dinner reservation."
Yeah.
But I managed to get one.
Okay. Did you change your lunch then?
I've still got my lunch in a minute.
Right. Okay. So
double the Cellier in one day. Can you imagine? But I will cancel my lunch.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I can't imagine eating $260 of steaks in a day.
No, I wouldn't put it past you. I
probably could, but oh my god, I feel full after that meal anyway.
It'd be a challenge, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Swan was good.
So yeah, the Swan was good.
There's nothing new for you this year, was there?
No.
Because everything's opening
a
little later.
Yeah, everything kind of like. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway was meant to be kind of spring, so I was thinking it might be there, but that's been pushed back to the next year,
next
obviously.
Spring. And so then they just phoned it in, didn't they?
Yeah. And then what was it? The Hagrid's.
Yeah, that's later.
That one was delayed. Well, it wasn't delayed as such. They said it would be early 2019 or something, didn't they? And obviously, early 2019 turned into June.
Yeah.
June. So. Not really early 2019, is it?
I guess it's the first half.
Yeah. Midway 2019.
Yeah.
I don't think there were any new rides. The only kind of new thing was the show at Hollywood.
Yes, which is on our YouTube channel now.
Yes, yeah. So I suppose I'll talk about that day. So as I said earlier, we got there for about 7:15, 7:30, somewhere around there. The queues weren't too bad at the entrance gates because we got there relatively early, and then we got through queue for merchandise, went straight to the merchandise. You have to go like a long way.
Yeah,
it's because it's the Muppet Shop. I think it was the Muppet Shop. that you get the stuff from. And okay. So you have to walk all the way through the park. Way, yeah. It's a long way to get there. And then, yeah, they queue you up to let you go into the shop and then buy your stuff. And so that wasn't too bad. It was about a half-hour queue, something like that, half-hour, 40 minutes. It really wasn't too bad. And you got all the merchandise that I wanted. Shame I'm not an annual pass holder, because there was some quite nice like annual pass holder pins and t-shirts and stuff. So
I have considered it in the past, but it's just not worth it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I only go once a year. It's, you know, it's I've looked at the cost of it, but yeah.
Disneyland Paris is like, I may as well have got it, because it worked out cheaper than getting a 4-day ticket.
Oh, really?
But Disney World is not the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
so,
like $2,000 or something crazy, I think.
Is it really?
Jesus. I'm sure it's something like that.
Yeah, and that's only obviously for one person, isn't it? Mm. So
I'm sure it's something like that. It might be like a grand off, but
right. I mean, you do obviously you get. I guess you get discount. You get discount on some merchandise and
food,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
And presumably hotel.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So, but yeah, so got all the merchandise I wanted, and then they were going to be handing out posters on the way out, and we thought, oh, you know, we'll get some of those before they, you know, get rid of them, because it was, you know, while stocks last, that sort of thing. But they weren't handing those out until 10:30, as it turned out. So then we got some food and waited for the cavalcade to go up.
Yeah.
Whatever they call it. It's not Main Street, is it? It's Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that, I mean, we waited there, and I was kind of expecting something a bit more. There was about four or five, like, cars came up, and you had, I'm trying to think, Beauty and the Beast. You had the stunt actors from Indiana Jones, who put on a little, I'll call it a skit,
okay.
Twice.
You see, you wanted to see something new from them.
True, although, yeah. And then, so those two, there was a Toy Story, like yep. Woody, Buzz and Jesse.
In like a weird like buzz car kind of thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, you'd think that they could have built something like the remote RC car.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just like a Chevrolet.
With like a buzz paint.
Yeah,
paint
covered
up, yeah.
Like yellow and red and that sort of thing. And then you had like, did I say Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
I already said that, okay.
Beauty and the Toy Story.
Yeah, there was another one. It was like another animated film, and I can't remember what it was. I just got pictures of all of them. But yeah, that was like it. And then they went up to the stage, and they had two people all like announcing stuff and sort of doing the classic Disney cheese.
But the thing is, though, because they were like, oh, some, you know, we're going to be announcing some really exciting plans.
Yeah.
And they announced nothing, because the actual thing, the Toy Story restaurant,
had already been
that
announced.
News dropped the night before.
Yeah. You think, but they didn't say anything about that.
Why did they not wait for that day to announce that?
I don't know, because they didn't even mention that, I don't think.
Yeah, no,
from,
I don't think they did.
From memory, yeah. Like, they mentioned about Mickey's Mini Railway.
Yeah.
They didn't, like, show anything about it. They just said it was coming next year. And then they said Galaxy's Edge, which is coming later, and you'll be able to fly the Millennium Falcon. It's like, okay, yeah. Well,
we sure. Want.
Imagine like 90% of the people in that crowd know that.
Yeah.
They want
a date on when the Resistance.
Yeah, and they just said like, oh, that'll be coming later.
Which
like,
is not
they didn't even
year,
say
it?
Later in the year. It was just later, I think. I can't remember. They kind of said about some of the history of the park and that sort of thing. And then they said about the new logo.
Terrible paint job.
It doesn't look good, does it? I mean, to be fair, I don't think it looks too. It's not. I mean, the one that they have at the moment
isn't similar, is it?
No, it's not. It's like instead of Hollywood being at the top and the big. Because currently it's Hollywood in small writing and then big studios.
It's either, kind of the other way around, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's now big Hollywood, little studios, and they've got some characters in the O's and stuff like that.
Which isn't the official logo.
Is
the official logo is without the characters, I think.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they had a little video thing, didn't they, with the characters in the O's,
yeah.
So I'm assuming they'll use those in some instances.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably one of these things that they spent an absolute fortune designing.
Yeah.
And it.
Anyone could have done it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing really special about it.
It's like standard font.
Yeah, it's standard font, and then they put some characters in there sometimes. And they had this little introduction film with these, like, bouncing yellow and red and blue circles. It's like, okay, great. But that was like the announcement. That was the only thing they announced. So it was a bit of a letdown, the cavalcade thing. And then we did a few rides, and then, as I said, we cleared out.
Was it busy?
It wasn't too busy.
I guess because it was like a Wednesday, wasn't it? Or Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, it was a Wednesday. I mean, it's quite funny because a lot of people did leave, like, straight away. As soon as the cavalcade stuff finished, which was maybe about 10:30, it was done by. And then a lot of people cleared out. Exactly. They get all the merchandise, get the, and then the free stuff obviously came. The posters were available at 10:30. Mm. We did leave the park to get them, put all stuff in the car, and then come back in. At what point we got more maps and more badges. So I have 10 badges now.
Amazing. Which we'll give away.
I've given you a couple in the bag, and I've got. We'll have about six.
Yeah.
Probably that we can.
So if anyone wants any 30th anniversary badges, then stick to our social media because we'll be giving stuff away.
We've
got some Harry Potter merchandise to give away as well.
Do we?
Which I'll be doing.
Close. Oh yes.
I'll be doing close to when Hagrid's ride opens at Universal it sounds like it makes sense, but it's been so long since a media event now that I can't justify it.
No, you'd have to align it with something. Now.
Yeah, my life's been very busy at the moment, like trying to sort weddings and all kinds of stuff. So it's not happened.
Yeah. So I've got like a load of the maps that we can give out. Like the special anniversary ones.
Yeah.
I've got a load of the badges, whatever they call them. And then I've got a load of posters, because I've got about 10 or so of those.
Nice.
But at the moment, I'm trying to flatten them out, because I had to roll them up to get them home without trying to damage them.
They look nice, those posters.
They're really nice. They're quite glossy, quite thick.
Yeah.
They're really nice posters. So we got a few of those. Because we ended up going in and out of the park a few times to drop stuff off at the car and then come back in, and they give you more free stuff. And then, obviously, later on, we came back in, so we got more badges, and then when we left in the evening, they were still handing out posters.
Oh,
they
still
obviously had plenty of stock.
Yeah.
So they were still handing out those, so we ended up getting a few more of those. So, so then we obviously, when we went back in the evening, we got some food there, did Midway Mania, because that was down in the morning.
Of course it was.
We had a few problems with rides being down, actually. Because we already had a fast pass for it. Our fast pass then got... It got changed into that. And I was thinking we could use it for Slinky Dog. And then I realised that Slinky Dog is in, like, Category A.
Mm.
And Toy Story is obviously not, I guess. I thought it was.
Midway Mania is, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, when I looked at the thing, it was like, oh, you can't use it. So I was like, oh, maybe it's Category B.
Not unless they've moved it recently.
Maybe. I don't know. But it wouldn't let us use it on Slinky Dog.
Right.
And that had like a 95-minute
queue. That
could
be just a specific rule that they've introduced for Slinky Dog.
Maybe, because it wouldn't let me use it on Ass either.
Mm.
So it wouldn't let me use it on those two. So we just kept it until later and then went on Midway Mania when we came back in. And then we saw the new show, which...
I watched it and...
Because obviously the video's on our YouTube, isn't it?
It's a projection show.
Yeah, that's mainly what it is. I think they have a few fireworks. They need more fireworks, in my opinion.
In my opinion, the projections are overused at Disney World now.
Yeah.
And we're about to get something similar at Epcot as well.
We're bound to, aren't we? I don't know what they're going to do with that, whether they're going to project onto like something or whether they'll project onto water, because obviously it's on a lake. But who knows what they're going to do, obviously. It didn't have the punch of, like, Happily Ever After, because that's obviously a lot of projections, but they do have a lot of fireworks for that one as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it was with the music. It didn't really give, as I say, the punch that you'd get with Hollywood, with Happily Ever After.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a letdown, really. We stayed for the Star Wars show afterwards, which obviously we saw, which you weren't massively keen on.
No, I was a little bit disappointed with it.
But
I know you like it.
Well, yeah, I think we enjoyed that more than we enjoyed whatever the new one's called. World of Animation?
Something like that, I think.
Well, I can't remember what it's called.
It is something like that.
It's a really naff name as well, isn't it?
It is a terrible name.
Wonderful World of Animation?
Wonderful World of Animation, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see it in October.
And
let me know what you think.
I will, definitely. Because I try and reserve judgment until I see things in person.
But... yeah, I mean, it does make a difference, doesn't it? It's like when Happily Ever After came out, we were kind of like,
eh. This song sounds terrible.
Yeah, and when, even when I saw like the live stream of it, it was like, eh.
Yeah.
But when you're actually there in person, it's quite different.
It is, yeah.
But yeah, for me, we were in a really good spot as well. We were quite close to the front. But it just, for me... like in the video, because we were so close, I could only fit in the actual China Palace itself. But there are two side bits that they all show project onto. But
the China Palace,
is that what I said?
Chinese theatre. name of the Chinese restaurant we were at last night. Yeah, by the way,
that explains it.
I thought it was me that we're going to have to worry about today.
Maybe those drinks affected me more than I thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Chinese theatre, I could only fit in like the direct bit.
Yeah.
So there were two other bits that they also project onto, similar to what they do in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it was a bit of a letdown.
Mm, that's a letdown.
So, but yeah, the day as a whole was really good. Like, doing the merchandise in the morning, it was good fun.
Yeah.
The queues, like, after we left, the queue was all the, you know, all the wiggling bit that I was in. And then it also went round the corner and up further. It was, like, nuts. You can't imagine. People there must have been waiting for ages. Because when we went through the wiggle bit... we were like halfway up
before. What are you talking about?
Queuing for merchandise.
Oh,
first thing.
Merchandise, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we were only like, we only had to do like half the queue where they wiggle it round and around and round. Yeah. But people, when we left, there was the full, it was full queue and yeah. Then it went round the corner and round another
That's
corner.
Nuts, isn't it?
It was just mental. Yeah, and that was one of the days that we went to Animal, we got there like for pretty much rope drop. And the queue for Flight of Passage was ridiculous.
Really?
Like, I don't know if they hadn't let people queue into the ride yet,
or
what had happened. But basically, obviously, you know, it goes out of the ride opening, and then they have to block the path ridiculously.
Yeah.
And then and it went out there, and it went. But you know the pathway up to Africa?
Yeah.
It went basically all the way to Africa, and then all the way back. Down.
Oh God!
And
I've seen it. Like that
it was
before,
ridiculous.
Actually.
We were walking like we were in the queue, and it was moving relatively quickly. Weirdly, this is what was confusing. It was moving in batches relatively quickly. And we were like, it's got to loop round at some point. We were just walking more and more to Africa, and then eventually we got to like where the loos are, basically at the first bit of Africa, and then it turned, and it was absolutely mental. But I think we were queuing for about an hour and a half. That sort of... it was almost 2 hours we were queuing for that.
But that is nuts.
It was ridiculous. And the stupid thing was, when you actually get in there, most of the queue, it wasn't like you were winding round.
They hadn't opened it up.
They hadn't opened all the queues. So it's like, why aren't you just letting people queue in the queue instead of letting people trail back...
yeah,
for miles outside.
Poor, because that's just really poor management.
It's like, why would you not do that? It didn't seem to make any sense.
It's going to be really interesting to see Galaxy's Edge and how Smuggler's Run is going to be handled. Because obviously there's no fast pass.
Yeah.
If I'm getting there for 6, which I will be,
mm-hmm.
I wonder how busy it's going to be. At 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how they manage it, because I don't think they've managed it well with Pandora and Flight of Passage in particular.
And also, if you're in Orlando with your family, chances are you're going to get to the park at 6 a.m. with your kids.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not going to happen, is
that's
it?
That's not really going to happen, because like as we were saying before, I could see when you're there in October, I could see you having to get up at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Because you've got say an hour or so to get ready.
Yeah.
And then leave yourself an hour to get to the park and gives you a bit of extra time.
I wanna be in that queue at 5:30.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So you easily you're gonna have to get up at 4. I can't see people with families doing that.
No.
Like, because the kids won't want to get up at 4 a.m.
So that I would imagine they'd start rocking up from about 7:30.
Yeah, probably. That's a bit more of a reasonable time.
In which case, like, I would love to be... I'd love to get over to Galaxy's Edge, 4:06.
Yeah.
Smash Smuggler's Run.
Yeah.
Go and check out the shops, which I assume will all be open. Maybe one of the restaurants will be open for breakfast.
Yeah.
I would assume
You'd assume so, yeah.
And that is my ideal. And then I will gladly not go near Galaxy's Edge. Like
for the rest of the day.
For the rest of the day, I'll go enjoy the rest of the park.
Yeah.
But if I can have 3 hours where I can do the ride, or rides, probably just the ride, though.
Yeah, I think it's probably...
I think December is when we'll see Rise of the Resistance.
Maybe. It wouldn't surprise me if it went into 2020.
Well, but possibly.
Who knows?
If I can do the ride, go into some of the shops without it being absolutely heaving, which I don't think it will be. It won't be as bad as it would be otherwise.
Yeah.
And just take a few photos.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But it's going to be dark. 6 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be dark.
Potentially.
It will be, won't it?
I think it... I suppose in October as well.
Yeah.
It would be dark. Yeah.
Maybe be cool. Maybe like seeing the land...
9 a.m. you'll be all right, probably.
Yeah. So. But seeing the land at effectively night, lit up,
yeah,
will be quite cool.
Yeah, because I suppose that's quite nice, isn't it? Because then you get, like, you get nighttime and the daytime.
Yeah.
All rolled into one.
Because I've not seen Toy Story Land at night yet, and I know it's meant to be look quite nice.
Right.
But we didn't see it at night, I don't think.
Did we not?
No.
That probably means I haven't either, because I didn't.
Hollywood Studios is never open that late. That's the problem.
I mean, like when I was there last week, it got dark at about half eight.
Yeah.
And then obviously the day that we were there late, to see the shows. We were already waiting for the show at like 8:15.
Mm.
So we weren't actually doing any of the rides or anything like that.
Exactly, yeah.
So, where were we talking about?
We were talking about
Galaxy's Edge and Star Wars, but what was that before?
Hollywood Studios, I think.
Yeah. I think I was pretty much done with my Hollywood Studios. Yeah. Talk. But that was, the anniversary day was good.
I like being there on anniversaries. It's good fun. Like, I was there for Epcot's 30th, 30th, I think.
Right, okay.
Because we always go in October.
Of course, yeah.
So I think I was there. I've been there for both the 30th and 35th, which is the 1st of October.
Yeah.
And they're great days. They're really fun days.
Yeah. All the cast members really get into it, don't they? Yeah. And they're sort of saying happy anniversary to everyone, that sort of thing. And they had some like photo opportunities and things like that. So yeah. I think they did have like a ticketed event as well in the evening. So that was from like 9 until midnight or something like that. Where they had a few more photo opportunities, and there was going to be another showing of Wonderful World of Animation.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm so easy to sort of them to rinse and repeat those. Isn't it?
Absolutely. The one thing because I think it was some sort of like cheerleading thing, world championships or something
there was
going
because
on.
Because I saw that someone had put a trolley on top of the blocks at...
was it Art of Animation?
Art of Animation. It's like, how did they get that up there? And then they had to bring in a forklift. Did you see that?
Yes, yeah, I saw that, to lift it off.
That was amazing.
Yeah. So there were loads of... And they had... At one point, they had an event at Magic Kingdom, one of the days that we were there.
Yeah.
And it was from 9 in the evening until 2 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Exclusively for the cheerleaders, I guess.
Yeah.
But
How much does it cost to rent out Magic Kingdom?
No idea. Absolutely no idea.
I suppose if you've got that many people, and I don't know how much it was, but if every family pays like $100, then...
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of people. Mm. There was like... They had another event at Universal one day, I think on the last day we were there, that ran from like 6 o'clock, and there were like buses and buses and buses of people, of like, I think they were middle school kids or something like that, coming in for whatever event it was. But yeah, there were loads of them. Because I don't know if this is their like end of year, is it, or something? Or like, I don't really know the American school system well enough. I don't know why I would know anything about it, really, but who knows?
No, it's always the worst. Like, I remember turning up at Epcot and seeing like 8 school buses arrive. And I'm just like, oh, crap.
It's when you see a big group of people all wearing the same colour t-shirts, you're like, yes, they're going to be school kids. Yes, I need to get in front of the queue for them.
$180,000 is the starting price.
What?
For an event at Magic Kingdom.
Jesus. $180,000.
Apparently so. Apparently so.
I mean, that's nuts. But I guess, you know, the number of people, if you've got like... I don't know, even if you got like 1,000, there must have been more than 1,000 kids. Because even then it would be like 1,900 each, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Or would it? Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
$180,000. I mean, that's quoting a wedding price. just to rent out the Magic Kingdom for a few hours.
That's nuts.
$180,000. If I had $180,000, let's say I was a billionaire, I would have to be, obviously, or a multi-millionaire, I wouldn't spend it on that.
If you were like a billionaire. You could be like, I'm going to Magic Kingdom, I'm just going to book it out.
I suppose.
Then you know, you would have to. Because they would only do it for a few hours, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to book out the entire day.
No.
Just be like, unless you drop like $1 billion.
Yeah, it would have to be a lot, wouldn't it?
Jeff Bezos, just like,
yeah,
I want to go to the Magic Kingdom tomorrow, to close it down for me.
Yeah. there might be some Super Star Wars fans out there that are like, wipe them out. All of them.
So what else did we get to? So like merchandise, I've got a fair bit of merchandise. I haven't really posted all pictures of it yet.
Mm.
But I will be doing that later. I've got various pins. Obviously I've got the anniversary ones for Hollywood. I just got a few other pins here and there. I got loads of like, well, not loads. I got a handful of like Hard Rock pins. Obviously, you know, I collect those as well. I got the 90th Mickey celebration sipper.
Yeah, I saw that.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. I got like the Magic Band, the 30th anniversary.
Magic Band
for Hollywood Studios. Yeah, just got a few bits and pieces. That was really good. Another highlight was we on the day that we were due to change from the Swan to a villa.
Yes.
Oh, that was on the first Friday. And so we checked out the hotel and then we went to Celebration for a few hours because we couldn't get the villa until 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we went to Celebration and had a look around there. We got lunch there. It's a really nice place. Have you ever been there?
No.
It's really lovely to go there. It's really weirdly quiet.
Mm.
It's almost like it's a retirement
really
area. But there are like, I think it's just because you get quite a few people from Disney live there and things like that. And you obviously get a lot of just general residents there. There's some ridiculously expensive houses there, like multi-million dollar houses and stuff like that. It's a really lovely area. It's really quiet on the roads, really not that many people out and about. In the evenings, you get a lot of people in the restaurants and stuff like that around by the kind of town centre-y sort of bit. And they got a lake there, and we walked around the lake, and my mum was like, oh, there's no gators in this. There's no gators. And me and my dad were like looking around for gators. And there one was sitting in the river. Oh, not the river, the lake. That's just amazing. Sitting on the bank of the lake. So then we went to get our villa. We picked it up and my parents did not like it.
Really?
It was like really shabby inside and just like, it's kind of like didn't look clean and all this sort of stuff. So we were like, my parents didn't want to stay there basically. So phoned up Virgin and the villa people. And they were like, because at this point, because you only pick the keys up at 4.
Yeah.
By the time we got there, it was only like 4:30 or something like that. And we phoned them up and they were like, oh yeah, there's nothing we can do because it's like so late in the day.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's a bit ridiculous, isn't it? If you ever have a problem on the first day, you can't pick them up till 4.
Yeah,
and then they close at 5. And it was like, there's nothing. Oh, we don't have time to send somebody out before closing.
Mm.
So it's like, it was ridiculous. So in the end, we tried to get a room back at the Swan, but they were fully booked.
Oh, wow.
As was the Dolphin. The Dolphin could offer us one room. And then after that, there was going to be some kind of event, and it was a case of, oh, they might have rooms, they may not have rooms.
Right.
Depends on how many rooms get taken from this event.
Yeah.
Because they reserve, like, a block, basically. And we considered staying at the Aventura in Universal, but then we were like, well, most of our days are going to be at Disney, and we're going to be further away from Disney if we stay there, and we don't really get any perks, because you don't get fast passes for Universal.
You
still have to pay for parking, all this sort of stuff. So in the end, we actually stayed at a hotel in Celebration.
Oh, really?
Called the Bohemian or something, which actually turned out to be another Marriott, which was also the Swan and Dolphin. So they managed to book us in there at the Swan and Dolphin for the Celebration Hotel, which was, again, because we'd seen the hotel in the day.
Yeah.
So it was a massive coincidence that actually, if we hadn't seen it, we wouldn't have stayed there kind of thing.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have considered it. And that turned out to be a really, really nice hotel. Nice. And because it's so quiet, I mean, we didn't have to pay for parking or anything like that. We just park on the street sort of thing.
Yeah.
So we probably won't ever stay at a villa with Virgin again.
No.
Because of that.
That's fair enough.
So, but Yeah, and it kind of worked out quite nicely, really, because we wanted to stay at a hotel the whole time, but when we were booking, it was, like, ridiculously expensive it was. So it was just like, but in the end, we ended up staying at a hotel for the whole time, even though it was two hotels.
So you stayed there for the rest of the...
Yeah, we stayed there for the rest of the trip, so it was like 7 nights or something at the Celebration Hotel. But yeah, and then it wasn't... We still like on Disney property, because Celebration is basically right at the end of World Drive.
Yeah.
So you just literally... You can... When we mentioned Magic Kingdom, you just literally get onto World Drive and drive all the way up to Magic Kingdom. So it was like super simple to get there.
Nice.
But yeah, I think...
Sounds like a good trip.
Yeah, it was a really good trip. It's really weird. Like, the first few days went quite quickly, and then after that, it goes quite slowly.
Yeah.
And then when you're back, you're trying to think of what you did for the 2 weeks, and it's like quite difficult. But it was a really good trip. The weather was fantastic.
Yeah.
We had one day where it rained.
Yeah.
Literally, it was the day. I'm trying to think. It rained a little bit on the day of the. Celebration, the 30th anniversary. It was literally as the show ended, it started raining, and so it was like 9 o'clock or something when it started raining. And then the following day, which was planned to be raining, it rains off and on throughout the day, and that was it.
That was good.
Every other day, it was blue skies and sun and everything like that. It was super nice. In terms of like restaurants and stuff like that, where we ate,
not the Celia.
We didn't eat La Celia, too much to your disappointment. we had a couple of meals in Hard Rock. As you know, we like Hard Rock, so we were there a couple of times. We ate at Crystal Palace. We had a breakfast there and a dinner there.
How was the dinner?
The dinner was really nice, actually. It was quite nice to have sort of like, they have like quite a good mix of vegetables and rice and things like that. So things that you don't always get.
Yeah, usually it's just
fries and...
It's all the beige food, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so that was really nice. Although it was quite expensive. It was like $50 a head, basically. So,
a lot for veg, isn't it?
Yeah, because obviously it's a character dining experience as well. That adds a lot of the price to it, I think. But yeah, that was nice. We did eat in Rainforest. We ate twice at Raglan Road. Because we were planning on going there, and we really enjoyed it the first time, so we went again for the second time. We didn't have to book or anything like that.
Right.
It wasn't too bad to get in. But yeah, we had a really nice couple of meals there. Really good food there, yeah. And the first time we went in the evening, and they had all the Irish singers and that sort of thing, so that was a really good atmosphere. And then the second time, we went sort of midday, mid-afternoon, and it was really quiet in there. It was quite a different experience. Yeah. But again, it was really, it was a really nice meal.
Oh, I might have to go at lunchtime then, because I much prefer like a nice, quiet meal.
Yeah. The first time it was like super busy in there, and we were quite close to the stage as well.
Yeah.
So it was quite loud.
That was my problem with, Cuban Bongos Cafe or whatever it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What, in Springs?
Loud. It was just too loud.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like, it's nice to have the music, but 100%. Sometimes it can be too loud.
I've got nothing against some live entertainment when I'm eating.
Yeah.
But I literally had to shout to. Speak to my parents and Donna.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
It gets a bit difficult.
It's not like that for dinner.
Yeah. And then, I think the scariest thing for the first time we were there was you turn around and there's a massive framed picture of Bono.
Yeah, which I mean, Irish people don't even really like him. So it's just like, it's like classic American thinking. Everyone likes Bono.
He's the Irish guy that everyone loves.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Quite the opposite.
No. So that was quite scary because I was like sat right behind. I was sat in front of it, so when I turned around, I was like, "Ooh." I'm trying to think. We had like a couple of days where we ate just at quick service locations, like Electric Umbrella. I think we ate in one time, and then what's it called? Battle Express.
Studios. Yeah.
I think we ate there on the day that we on the anniversary day. Because we were back in the park at like 6 o'clock, so I then grabbed some dinner there and then watched the show. I'm trying to think, we didn't eat at Planet Hollywood. I'm trying to think where else we ate.
So difficult to remember.
I know, sometimes it is, isn't it? I think, we had really nice meals out. I don't think we really had a bad meal as such. Like there were, one time when we went to Hard Rock, we had a bit of trouble with why something wasn't done as well as we wanted it to, and that sort of thing. But otherwise, you know, it was a really good trip meal wise. Nice. You know, obviously the food's always fantastic. Yeah. Over
there. Did you manage to check out Voodoo again?
Yes, yes, we did. We went to Voodoo twice, actually.
It's good in there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good in there. And the queue's always ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
The first day that we went to, I think it was the first Universal day we were there, and the queue was like when we went to Halloween Horror.
Oh, it was one in, one out.
And it was queued out the door and round the corner.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we queued up for that, and yeah, got our donuts. And
it's crazy, isn't it, queuing for donuts? Like, it's just ridiculous.
My dad was like, seriously, queuing for donuts? And then, but yeah, they were really, really good, so yeah. It's totally worth it, and the queue moves quite quickly.
Yeah, really, it does, doesn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I still find it's a little bit of a quirky system, isn't it? Because you kind of you have to queue up to get in, then you have to queue up to place your order, and then all they do is write on the ticket
And then grab your donut.
Yeah, and then give and then you have to then queue up to pay. It's like why can't you just pay and do your ticket at the same time?
It's ridiculous.
Like, it's a bit weird because it's not even the person that takes your order that actually goes and collects the donuts.
No.
So it's like, why...
Why are you not just taking money as well?
Yeah, why don't you just combine the two? But who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, those are really good.
Sounds like a good trip.
Yeah, it was a really good trip. I drove quite a lot, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because, yeah, obviously we had the car, and my dad drove for the first few days, and then I had, like, 3 or 4 or 5 days on the trot of driving. Because it's not too bad on the Disney roads. It's a little bit... It gets a little bit more hairy on the I-4 and things like that.
Yes, when you head towards Universal.
Yeah, yeah, I drove to Universal once or twice.
Mm.
Like, not directly to Universal, depending on where we went. Because we went to Super Target once, and we went to Walmart twice. Because I was trying to get... I'd seen that people were releasing the Lego Disney minifigures early.
Yeah.
Because I didn't necessarily want to go have to get them on the 1st, which was the anniversary day.
Yeah.
In the end, I did.
Yeah.
Because... I hadn't been able to get them because we went to 2 Walmarts before the 1st and none of them had them, which was like, even though other Walmarts in, I'd seen online had been stocking them basically early. But yeah, the Walmart's just massive, isn't it?
It's insane, isn't it?
It's been a while since we've been to a Walmart because often we go to Super Targets because they're closer, or a Publix or something like that, depending on where we're staying. But yeah, Walmart is just... It's just vast compared to any
nuts.
Of the others, isn't it? Absolutely ridiculous. It's just another world. I always find it funny how the actual food area is quite small in these shops, even though you probably think, when you actually probably look at it, it's probably similar to one of our supermarkets at home.
Mm.
And then it's just literally the other 75% is clothes, sporting equipment, guns... Toys.
Like, no one, who in Florida is buying sporting equipment?
No.
Like, based on the physiques.
Weirdly, though, I saw 2 people cycling.
Oh, wow.
When we were out there, it was like,
that's insane, yeah. Like, 35 degrees. Yeah. Like, no, thank you.
It was like, and oh, I go back to Celebration for a second. It's as I say, it's quite quiet and quite serene there.
Yeah.
It's a little bit weird. It's a little bit, my dad compared it to, I'm trying to think. There's a TV program, like, not some Housewives thing, not Desperate Housewives.
I know the one you mean, actually.
Yeah. It's where they move
prim and proper.
Yeah, and he was saying it's something. This plot line is all these men living in this are trying to turn their wives into like the perfect housewife.
That's right. Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called, but he compared it to that. And at one point, we were joking about how they're never going to let us leave, sort of thing. And but yeah, we got it was on the anniversary day. So many things happened on this day.
Yeah.
It was on the anniversary day because we were out really early, and obviously it was dead quiet in the town. And we were going to the car, and this woman cycles past, and she's like, "What a wonderful day!" it was super, super creepy and weird, but hilarious at the same time.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Isn't it a wonderful day?"
It does. Because everyone I know that has been there has basically gone, yeah, it's literally like out of like a... It's like basically like 1950s America, where everyone's really cheery and happy.
Yeah, everyone says hello to you and all this sort of stuff. Mm. It's, yeah. I mean, it's a really lovely place. And there's some, like... Because we actually did a... one of the afternoons, we got bikes. Because you can hire bikes from there. And they have like this whole route. And they've got loads of because obviously it's a little bit swampy in certain places, because it's Florida. And so there's like kind of like decking that they've put out all around the places, and there's all sorts of walkways and cycle lanes and stuff like that. So we got bikes around there, and it's you sort of see all the big houses, and you sort of see the lakes and some of the wildlife there and things like that. So it's a really nice area to go to, but it's a little bit... It doesn't really feel like America as such.
Yeah.
Or certainly not like Florida and Orlando that I know, that we obviously we've both been to so many times.
Yeah. I found that with Florida, though, it's either ridiculously lush or you fear for your life. I think like there is very much that...
Yeah, I think...
Well, certainly Orlando.
Certainly Orlando.
Not Florida's a state, I think that's probably unfair to say.
Yeah, I think it's obviously the tourist kind of thing has a massive effect on it, doesn't it?
You turn the wrong corner when you're in a caravan park. And it's
because that's the thing, isn't it? I think obviously you get really nice areas where they, you know, residents live and all that sort of stuff, and obviously they just normal residents living their lives. And then you get obviously the big touristy areas, which obviously are... Like some areas are tacky to a degree, some areas are really nice. And then obviously you get the kind of, I guess the fallout of that is you get some like really cheap places and rough areas and things like that, don't you? So there's a whole real mix
there in Orlando.
But I think it was a really good trip all in all.
Nice.
As always.
Nice.
Well,
I
think I'll go back.
You reckon you'll go back?
I think I'll go back.
Oh, well, so there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Haven't got a trip booked in yet.
No.
Not yet.
I don't have a trip booked in next year yet.
No, next year.
Yeah. Obviously,
you got one this year. Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not going to Florida next year. I know that much.
Are you not?
No.
Okay. Even though you were looking at... Because I think I saw you tweeting about looking at the 2020. I was
looking at prices.
I didn't remember you saying you go in 2020.
I was just curious. Oh, okay. And it took me 5.5 hours to get into the site.
Really? Oh, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
There were 50,000 people in front of me. but it's like, I'm not being funny. How much trust can I put in a brand streaming service if they can't handle 50,000 users on their website? That's not a great deal of people.
No, you wouldn't have... Like, that's not really... Considering, like, Netflix has hundreds of millions of subscribers.
I think how many people are sat on Amazon and eBay and the big sites every day.
Yeah, and this booking website can't manage that. I mean...
It's a bit... 50,000 is not a crazy number.
No. Because, I mean, I don't know if it's a case of... Because you've got so many people... They're all trying to book the rooms.
It's probably all trying to book the rooms at the same time.
If they're trying to lock them. But then you think, like, cinema websites and stuff like that. When I was looking, I had a look at the end tickets for Endgame when I was out there. Mm. And the various cinemas were, like, completely booked out and things like that. But when you go through, it, like, holds your... on it as well, when we were booking hotels, trying to look at hotels.
It
just says, oh, we've locked you. You've got this room for 15 minutes. So why can't Disney do that?
I don't know.
It's really weird.
So we're going to be doing actually an Endgame Customer is Always Weird, which actually may well come out this week.
Yes.
Because originally when we were going to be recording, you wouldn't have seen it.
No.
But we're going again tomorrow. I'm going again tomorrow. You're seeing it for the first time tomorrow.
Is this your second time?
My second time, And I'll probably go again, to be honest.
Right.
It's an absolutely incredible film.
I look forward to it.
No spoilers. It's
like three-hour epic, isn't it?
It doesn't feel like 3 hours.
No.
Like, Donna didn't go for a wee once.
And she, is that saying something?
Yeah, she goes for a wee, like, sometimes twice during normal films.
Really?
She didn't go once.
That's engrossed. She just...
Yeah.
She just it wet
is
in, the seat.
It is insanely good. I got a cherry Pepsi Max.
Right.
But I didn't start drinking it until halfway in.
You're just, like, stunned. Holding it right to your mouth. Yeah,
but I thought, I can't start drinking it now, because if I start drinking it now, halfway in, I'm in trouble.
That's amazing.
But if you want to hear the best Endgame story, go and listen to last week's Disaster Dark, because it was ridiculous. So go and listen to that. It's just insane. Right? But thanks very much for listening to today's podcast. Please do go and hit 5 stars on iTunes and write us a nice little comment if you have the time. Make sure you follow us on all the socials, Theme Park Trader, and go and subscribe to us on YouTube as well. Just search for Theme Park Trader and you will find us. And Dan's recording of the Wonderful World of Animation.
I think we decided what it was called.
So thanks very much for listening, and we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.